T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, Bill Michaels Show on the air, and we are here in Madison today. At least I am. I am out here. Had some stuff to do with the in the Capitol area today, so enjoyable morning. Good stuff. Good early morning meeting, and then got over to the studios today out here in Madison and hanging out. Radio Joe Zanzola pushing all the buttons back in our flagship station in Milwaukee. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, you can do so, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. You can find us over on the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. The website's always the best, simply BillMichaelsSports.com. Three words, put them all together, BillMichaelsSports.com. You can also find the Radio.com app and download it on any mobile device. Take us everywhere with you. And that way, you're never too far away to reach the signal. All you got to do is go to radio.com. And make sure you favorite us there, by the way. If you favorite us, we continually pop up. It makes us easy to find. You don't have to go through the whole process all over again. Last night, we saw the Maryland Terrapins get a win at home, 64-60 over the Wisconsin Badgers. Badgers score 15 points in the first half of that ball game. Last night, Ethan Happ, another decent night, 31 minutes, 5 of 10 shooting. Got one offensive board, 7 defensive boards, 3 assists last night. Reivers ends up with 18 on the night, top scorer in 24 minutes of time. Davidson gets 11 points. You got Trice with 13. Khalil Iverson, nada, didn't really notch anything last night. The bench only gave him 8 points in all. So the Wisconsin Badgers, at least as of right now, have hit a bit of a funk. They lost back-to-back road games or back-to-back home games at the Kohl Center. They go out on the road now. They lose to the Maryland Terrapins. Give me your thoughts on this Badger program as it stands. I know that once Ethan Happ leaves, you're going to start scrambling to figure out who's going to be handling and distributing the basketball, and you need that shot, that playmaker, if you will. Some of the guys that you were expecting big things out of, not getting it done right now, or at least not being utilized in the way that they believe they should be getting it done right now. But I want your thoughts. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, go ahead and do so. 855-830-8648. But the Wisconsin Badgers just not able to get it done as Maryland squeezed past. Now, they were down at 1:20 and came battling back. But again, as Greg Gard said last night, there's not any moral victories here. I mean, they started off so strong. You get Xavier, you knock off Xavier, you get Stanford, you end up beating Oklahoma quite handily. The one loss that you had was a 7-point loss to Virginia, and you thought, okay, you just kind of move on. You keep going, and they were plugging away. They ended up losing to Marquette. You bounce back, you get a couple more wins, and then you lose to Western Kentucky. Now, Western Kentucky's a pretty tough team, but you thought, maybe it's a bump in the road. Maybe they're just overlooking Western Kentucky as they start to look towards the Big Ten season. And then they lose to Minnesota. They get a win over Penn State. And then back-to-back home losses when it was culminated by Purdue. You lost 4 of your last 5 right now. 4 of your last 5. And you got a nice win over Purdue. You kind of blew Purdue out. But while they're close games, there seems to be a theme here. You get down early. You come battling back, you make it exciting, and then you just can't get the job done. Now, coming up this weekend, you got to take on number 2 Michigan before you go back out on the road against Illinois and then come back home against Northwestern. The benefit is, I guess, you don't really face a top-ranked team again until you get Maryland back at the Kohl Center. but then you got to travel to Michigan, and then you get Michigan State in back-to-back games. It's not going to get much easier for the Badgers, and they got to start playing better, shooting better, and you got to get something out of your bench. 855-830-8648. Do you have a genuine concern about the Badger basketball program now? And Mark says, well, the only time you're talking about Badger basketball is when something's not good. They were playing good at the beginning of the season. Why didn't you mention them? Well, for a couple of reasons. One, Packers dominate. Two, the Bucks are playing extremely well. Three, usually don't start really getting hyped up until you get into the conference season. And we've talked about them a little bit. They had some nice wins. But you don't really get hyped up for college basketball until you get into the conference season. Then you kind of start to see where things begin to shake out as to whether or not you're going to be a contender for the league or for the conference, I should say, or if you're going to be a top four, where you're going to be. Are you ranked? Where are you going to end up in the tournament? You know, are you going to have to survive and try to get to the NCAA tournament by getting a few wins in your tournament or winning it outright? That's kind of where we're at right now. You're looking at the Badgers in the Big Ten season going, you've lost four of your last five. What's going on here? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, go ahead and do it. Hey, reminder, by the way, if you want to chime in, it's our friends at Neumel Medical, and they want to remind you it's a new year, make it a new you. If you struggled last year with erectile dysfunction or ED, make 2019. This is the year that you're going to turn your love life around, right? For good, right? My friends over at Neumel Medical Center, the medical experts, by the way. They have a 98% success rate in treating guys with ED, so where else are you going to get those kind of stats? 98%. That's without all the harsh side effects of the pills that are out there. And if you want to be sharper, more focused, have better energy, maybe better even stamina in 2019, go in and get your numbers checked if you're over the age of 30 for low T or low testosterone. That's what I did, and I went through the process, and it's been great to keep up with my busy lifestyle. Heck yeah. You can also check out the All-in-One Weight Loss Program. If you're coming out of the holidays and you put on a few pounds, or maybe you're getting ready for summer and beach season, yeah, baby, yeah. Maybe you want to give them a call. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center, locations in Milwaukee and Green Bay. Call them, 414-455-4451. Got a couple of emails here. This is from Benjamin, who says... this is from Brad, who says, the Badgers aren't overly talented. When you aren't, you need to do the small things. Rebound, make free throws, and limit turnovers. The Badgers don't do any of those very well. No tournament, and guard is as good as gone. Also, they don't have a lockdown defensive guard to shut down a quick shooting guard. See Cowan last night and Carson Edwards against Purdue. That is Brett from Eau Claire taking a listen. Different Brett, our buddy Brett as well, says... a lot of talk about Greg Gard possibly being fired at the end of the season. Let's see what he does as he gets through the tournament. If he doesn't make the NCAA tournament, I can jump on board with that. But until then, let's hold our jets. This one's from Mark, and Mark says, I'm liking what Greg Gard has been able to accomplish, but he has not gotten the big recruits. This team needs to get bigger and better recruits to come in and fortify the guys that are going to leave. What are they going to do when Nathan Happ is out the door? This team is doomed. I don't know about doomed, but you're right when you talk about the talent level drop-off. You see it when Happ's not in the lineup, clearly. And when you're only getting 8 points out of your bench, now granted, they struggled from beyond the arc last night, and they didn't shoot very well early on in that ball game. But I don't know about doomed, but if you're talking about doomed as not getting into the NCAA tournament, got to play better. I mean, I'm putting it nicely right now. I'm sitting here in Madison, and I know there's a lot of people very sensitive about their Badgers. But not playing great basketball right now. Sloppy basketball right now. Turnovers are killing them. Not being able to hit shots. Not being able to create shots. Getting down early in ball games and expelling all your energy, all your effort, and just trying to come back, much less take a lead and actually win a ball game. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. How are you feeling about Badger basketball right now? John writes in the Wendy's email inbox, what is wrong with Kobe King? I watched him play in high school, and he was a monster. He has been reduced to a shell of himself out in Madison. Is this all Greg Gard's doing, or are they just taking it slow with him? I can't figure it out. I know he's a better player than this. What is going on? Great question. We talked about that in the first hour of this program. Great question. I know he's coming off the ACL injury from last year, so you got to give him a little time. But it takes you a little while to get your basketball legs under you, but you're more than 10 games into the season. I mean, let's be honest. It's not like you're just starting out here. You're more than 10 games into the season, and you still look a little, well, they're doing, they, much like the emailer Brett has said a little bit earlier, they don't do the little things extremely well. And that was one of the strengths of Bo Ryan, is you better do the little things well. You better cut off the baseline. You better dribble drive. You better be able to pass the basketball. You better be able to have your hands out creating turnovers and get transition buckets. And they're not doing any of that well right now. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Hang in there. We've got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. Bob Fesco, host of Fesco in the Morning at 610 Sports in Kansas City. A lot to talk about regarding the Kansas City Chiefs, because you've got, obviously, Andy Reid trying to get back to the Super Bowl. You've got the Allen story, their offensive lineman who was helped by a Good Samaritan over the weekend who turns out to be homeless, who now turns out to be a guy with a criminal past. But people have set up a GoFundMe account for him. We'll get into that discussion. It was a really feel-good story. It still is. You hope this guy has turned his life around. He said he wants to better himself for his fiance and his kids. But we want to get into that discussion coming up as well as they get ready to take on the New England Patriots at Arrowhead this coming weekend. So it is championship weekend in the NFL. Hang in there. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I see your dirty face.
Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air. We are broadcasting today. I'm in Madison out here today, and Radio Joe back in our studios, pushing all the right buttons and producing the show back in our Milwaukee location. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so. Give us a shout. Love to hear from you. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Van Horn, the Van Horn Automotive Group. And hey, is your car ready for winter? Today, heading out here, didn't get all of the rain and the ice and the snow and everything that we were expecting. But nevertheless, the question became, is your car, is my car ready for winter? And the answer to that for me was yes. I got some new tires, got some service work done, all from our friends over at the Van Horn Automotive Center. And if you're looking for it as well, you can. They've got some highly qualified ASE-certified technicians all in their locations, from Manitowoc all the way to Stoughton and everywhere in between. And they service all makes and models, by the way, both import and domestic. You can find a Van Horn service center in your neighborhood. It's easy. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com, and search their service specials online. You're going to find discounts on everything from oil changes to accessories, even tires. And again, just go to VanHornAuto.com, search their service specials. Don't forget they are family-born and employee-owned. Everybody there is an owner. So whoever you're talking to, you know you got yourself an owner right then, right there. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. We'd like to hear from you. 855-830-8648. 48, and we're hoping to talk with Bob Fesco from Fesco in the Morning from Kansas City. He is now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Bob, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing, man?
We're doing well. So my first question is this whole thing with Allen on his way to the game. I know there was a lot of snow. He's got a good Samaritan named Dave that helps him out, and we found out more about Dave. But Dave is Dave's become almost a folk hero there, hasn't he?
Well, I mean, the guy was arrested 22 times in the last year or something like that. So it's not exactly like he's out here doing yeoman's work every day. But, you know, I don't know. I guess you could say anything with the Chiefs has become a folk hero right now. I was kind of joking earlier, and you know how local TV news gets when sports teams get good. They start doing everything possible they possibly can. And, you know, I kind of joked about it. Man in Kansas City buys Chiefs shirt live at 10. You know, let's get him on the news and talk about why he bought that Chiefs shirt. So everything Chiefs related is pretty darn hot right now in this town.
Speaking of that, they've got a big game coming up against the New England Patriots. Patriots, they're kind of living under the mantra of everybody thinks we suck, so they're coming in on a mission. So it's not going to be easy by any stretch, but I got to tell you, out of all the quarterbacks, all the young quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes looks like he's been there, done that many a time. He's just unflappable, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is, and I think that goes back to the baseball background with his dad being a relief pitcher and him being around those clubhouses for all those years, because you learn how to put the bad out of your mind right away and not think about that and just move on to the next. And if you have the uncanny ability to do that, not just in sports but in life, my God, you're really ahead of the game. I mean, just think about, you know, you or, you know, whoever's listening has got, you know, something bad happened. You dwell on the bad for so long, you never really enjoy the good. And Patrick Mahomes has an interception. He moves on. He's on to the next play and doesn't even think about that. Like, he doesn't let things bring him down and affect his game. And he's just really, for 23 years old, he plays with the mind of a 35-year-old. I mean, he's really unbelievable in that way.
Got to ask about Andy Reid. Andy Reid comes with the moniker of being a really good head coach, hasn't been able to win the big one. So is there trepidation right now in Kansas City, or do you feel that this is it?
No, I think the whole Andy Reid can't win the big one thing is a moot point anymore because of Patrick Mahomes and because Mahomes is able to go out there. You know, you saw the sidearm throw against the Colts the other day. You saw the 43-yard pass on fourth down against the Ravens. You saw, just the incredible left-handed pass that he had against the Denver Broncos. I think the whole Andy Reid can't win the big one is officially a done point because this guy can go out there and just make plays when you don't expect him to. And if he thinks that Andy Reid is going to do something that maybe slows the game down or something, I think Mahomes is going to audible out of it. He told us last week, and I thought this has been the most telling thing that he said his entire career here in Kansas City, which has only been the 2 years, but he said last week what he learned from that Tennessee game is that you can never, ever rest. You always have to keep your foot on the gas. You always have to go. And I thought that was really kind of a shot at Andy Reid, kind of a shot at the offense last year, saying we're not resting on our laurels. And you saw it in the game against the Colts. They went for it on fourth down four different times and converted on three of them.
So with this team, kind of poised, so to speak, I mean, they looked really dominant this past weekend. With this team kind of poised, so what do they need to do to beat New England? Because I think New England is very beatable, but when they get rolling like this, they almost become machine-like.
Yeah, they really do. And I think what they need to do is play like they did last week defensively. I mean, they were so good last week defensively to a Super Bowl level. We haven't seen them play defense at all like that last week. They shut down the run. They limited Andrew Luck. They got three sacks. I mean, they were all over the place. They played like the 85 Bears last week on defense, and that's the first time this season you can actually say, wow, the defense showed up and won a game for them, and they won that game because of defense.
What do they need to do other than just kind of keeping Tom Brady uncomfortable? Is there one weapon or two that they need to take away from New England?
Well, I always think it's Gronk, even though he only had one catch the other day, but watching Sony Michel run against the Chargers last week, man, that's a guy you got to find a way to bottle up. And I still think with the weather the way it's going to be down here, it's supposed to be the coldest day ever at Arrowhead Stadium for a game in the history of the stadium. And I think with the weather being that way, I think we're going to be resorted to a lot of smash-mouth type of football where you have to stop the run. And if you can get in there and shut down Sony Michel and stop him and control that running game, not let White get out there and do what he's done over the course of the year for these guys, I think if you're able to control the run game and force them to throw the football, I think that plays into your favor.
This team had to overcome adversity, losing Kareem Hunt and everything that went on in the mid portion of the season. Obviously, they've handled it pretty well, but what kind of a void did that leave?
None. I think running backs are so overrated in the NFL. They're a dime a dozen, especially in this Andy Reid offense, as you saw last week with Damian Williams. Have they missed a beat with Kareem Hunt being gone? I don't know. They're still scoring 30, 40 points a game. And Damian Williams ran for the third most yards in the history of Chiefs football in the postseason last week against the Indianapolis Colts with his 129 yards. They had four rushing touchdowns. So I think the running backs right now in this Andy Reid offense and really in the NFL, I really believe they are a dime a dozen. They fit the system so well. I just don't think they really lost a whole heck of a lot with Kareem Hunt. And I said that at the time when we found out on that Friday afternoon that Kareem Hunt was no longer on the team. I said, I really don't think they lose a whole lot by losing Kareem Hunt. I think the offense stays the same, and for the most part, they have.
Looking at this team, the fact that they score so many points, I mean, Brady is so good at putting points on the board, and what they did this past weekend was nothing short of amazing. They came out and just executed like a surgeon. But going back to Patrick Mahomes, you know as well as I do, it goes as he goes. You talk about the ability to forget mistakes. What has been the cause for his mistakes?
I think maybe just trying to do too much. I mean, I don't think it's because he doesn't know the plays or anything like that. I think just trying to do too much and trying to make the big play when maybe he should just eat it. I think those are coachable plays too. I mean, it's not like we're talking about a guy out there who can't make all the throws because he can make all the throws. I think at times he just tries to do a little bit too much and tries to make that highlight play and tries to force some stuff at times that maybe isn't there. And I think if that's the worst thing that we're saying about Patrick Mahomes after one full season and now headed to an AFC championship game, that's pretty darn good. You just hope he plays within himself this week and doesn't try to pick up 43 yards when he doesn't need to pick up 43 yards. You hope he plays, you know, that smart level of football. You want him to take chances still, because I think that's what makes him, you know, what he is. But make sure they're smart chances and they're not things that you go, oh, my God, why are you throwing that? Like, even you can't make that throw. He thinks he can make any throw he wants to out there, and I love that confidence. But every once in a while, you have to say, all right, hang on a second. You're not going to be able to make that play. Sometimes it's better to pull the Alex Smith and pull the ball down and eat it and run for the first down instead of trying to force something over the middle that could be intercepted.
You know, it's interesting. I watched Aaron Rodgers, his first season, and he came into the league, and I've seen a lot of Brett Favre over the years, and obviously we've covered a lot of really great quarterbacks. What sets Patrick Mahomes apart coming into this thing with his rookie season and just being able to do what he did?
I think the ability to forget, I really do. I think that's so important for an athlete and for a young quarterback. I mean, in baseball terms, again, you know, you go 0-for-2, you can't go up there trying to hit a 5-run home run and go 5-for-5 and 1 at bat. You know, he never grips the bat tighter. He never, you know, grabs the ball tighter and tries to throw it harder or anything like that. Like, he understands. He's so advanced beyond his years from where he is and from where a lot of these guys are that he just doesn't let a bad play get him down. The Chiefs are, I think, right now, like 56% of their plays are for positive yards, which is second best in the NFL. And so they're gaining positive yards on every single play. So there's not like all these situations where he's not getting, you know, positive yards and doing good things on offense. But when he does, they just go on to the next play. It's like they just forget about it and they're on to the next.
You mentioned the weather. I honestly, I'm sitting here reading a couple of articles this morning about the frigid temperatures and such, and that actually may favor the New England Patriots, who play in that sub-freezing stuff a lot more, specifically over Tom Brady's history, than probably the Kansas City Chiefs. Does the weather even look, in your opinion, to be a factor, other than maybe the ability for, say, receivers to catch the football or a running back to hold onto the football or punters and kickers maybe not getting as much distance?
Yeah, I didn't even think about the punters and kickers. I think that's a good one because the Chiefs just don't punt anymore. Like, they paid Dustin Copeland $4 million to cheer, you know, on the sidelines. But I think ultimately, yeah, I think the weather will be a little bit of a factor. Brady's good in cold weather, 24-4 with temperatures under 30 degrees, and I think he's 5-1 when the temperature's under 20 degrees. I don't think Patrick Mahomes or anybody's ever played in weather like we're going to see on Saturday. But I think the experience factor weighs in a little bit with New England and where they are right now with this. And I think, you know, obviously with the 20 years that they've been dominating and doing their thing, clearly they understand how to play in any type of position. And the fact that they're playing the whole woe is me, nobody thinks we can win type card, I hate that from a Chiefs fan's perspective too.
The one thing that I was reading earlier today, I was going to CBS Sportsline, and one of the things that they said was Patrick Mahomes needs to continue to play almost like he's from another planet. Does he really have to play like he's from another planet to win?
No, they've got too many weapons. Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, we saw Damian Williams. Look, with the defense playing like they did last week against the Colts, if they go out there and play half that game against the New England Patriots, they'll be in position to win. I don't think this is about Patrick Mahomes. I don't think anybody's opinion on Patrick Mahomes should change regardless of what happens in this football game on Sunday. It is a team game. He's done so much to get him to this point. But they've got enough weapons on offense where they can take the pressure off of Mahomes.
Great stuff as always, Bob. We appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on with us for a couple of minutes. And good luck, man. We'll talk to you soon. Hopefully we're going to see you guys down in Atlanta. I look forward to that.
Well, we're getting ready to head down there. The bags are packed. We just need the team to win.
Good stuff. Bob, we'll see you down there, pal.
You bet, bud. Take care.
Talk to you later. There you go. Bob Fesco, host of Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports in Kansas City, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Let's talk some Golden Eagle hoops when we come back, shall we? Tony Smith, analyst for the Marquette Golden Eagles Radio Network, he is going to join us. Give us a lowdown as to how Marquette is doing, which I know many of you are interested in, and they've been playing some pretty good basketball. We'll talk more about that coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back back. Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are on board. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us. Broadcasting live out here in Madison today. Hanging out here for an early morning meeting at the state capitol area. So thanks to everybody out here for hosting us. Also, Radio Joe Zenzola back in our studios as well. And, boy, I tell you what, it has been it's been terrific to watch Marquette Golden Eagle basketball. Marcus Howard has been nothing short of fantastic, getting another Big East honor this past Monday, being announced as the Big East Player of the Week. And I tell you what, they just continue to trudge on. They ended up taking a beating from St. John's, but they've knocked off Xavier, Creighton, and Seton Hall. In the meantime, getting ready for Georgetown on the docket and further into Big East play. 15th in the country right now, the Golden Eagles are, and they seem to be firing on all cylinders. To talk more about it, Tony Smith, the analyst for their radio network, Marquette Golden Eagles Radio Network, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Tony, how you been, buddy?
Big Bill. What's up, my friend? How are you?
Man, I'm just watching this team from kind of afar, and I knew that they were going to be good this year. I wasn't sure that I think that they would be this good. But as they were coming into this season and what you've seen progress, give me your thoughts on the way Marquette has played.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, they've been playing well. They're up to 15, as you said, and I think, you know, I think they're surprising a lot of people who, you know, who came in looking at the team like, okay, they look like they have a good, they have good personnel. You know, you look at the roster and it looks good, but obviously, you know, the roster means nothing. They have to get on that floor and they have to gel together and they have to do their assignments on offense and defense. And I think they've been doing a good job. They've been growing. Obviously, you know, you talked about the little hiccup they had at St. John's. It was, you know, the little tough entry into the Big East play, but you know, that's the Big East. I mean, you could lose at any moment in the road in the Big East is tough. So I think so far it's still early in the season, but I think they're on a good track right now.
One of the things that's been so interesting is every time I see a highlight, it's Joey Hauser, it's Sam Hauser, it's Powell, it's Marcus Howard. It's somebody that's been contributing from somewhere on the court that has always kind of made this team go. You can rely on, obviously, the Hausers or Marcus Howard, but it seems like they're getting a lot of contribution, not just from your starting five, but guys on the bench as well.
Yeah, I think that's a unique thing about the team. There's a lot of talent up and down that roster, and you know, we've seen guys have breakout games here and there when the team has needed them to contribute in some way or another, whether it be offensively scoring some points or whether it be defensively getting stops, rebounding, whatever you want to name it. I think they've had guys to fill in the key spots and do key things in the right times to get them wins. I mean, and at the end of the day, that's all that's really going to matter. Did you get the W or did you take an L? And they've been able to do the right things at the right time, have enough guys contribute in the right places and to get those wins. And I think important thing that you see is that guys are playing their roles. I think that's an important on a team, to know your role first and foremost and then to be able to play it. And, I mean, you look at this team, you know Marcus Howard is the main scorer. I mean, he's the guy that people are going to focus on, and, you know, he does his job more times than not of scoring the basketball and drawing a lot of attention, which helps some other guys getting to the scoring column. But you see Theo John, a guy like him in the middle, he's in there protecting the rim. He's changing shots, blocking shots, being that enforcer, rebounding. And the Hausers you talked about, they're playing their role as complementary scorers, but they're kind of all-around guys. They do a little bit of everything. And, again, the guys off the bench, Sakar Adam at times, he'll come in and he'll do something. Ed Morrow has had a couple of big games. You know, then you're still waiting for guys like Brendan Bailey to come around. He's had a couple of flashes of what he can do, and you know, so it goes on and on up and down the line.
When I want to go back to that St. John's game, St. John's just put on like a dunk fest on Marquette, and then Marquette ended up getting in kind of a scuffle. I mean, but you know as well as I do, one of those things when you just get drilled, you get a little bit embarrassed, you start to show a little grit, you get into a little physical match, that can be one of those galvanizing moments. Did you get that sense?
Oh, no question. Anytime you get beat like that, and it was just one of those things. I mean, I kind of was worried when St. John's had lost that previous game to Seton Hall and how they lost it. And I was like, oh, this is not good, because now they're going to come home. They're going to be pissed off. And, you know, if their main guy is Pons had a bad game, he's not going to have another bad game. And sure enough, the worst case possible scenario happened. Pons came out hot, start hitting, galvanize the entire crowd, and it's a tough crowd over there because it's a small gym, and the fans are right on top of you. And his team fed off of it. So now everybody's making shots. Pons is making shots. You get into the rim, it just seemed like they just had everything going from the start. But, I mean, and you're going to have those games where no matter what you're doing defensively, the other team just has it going. But like you said, I think that could be a wake-up call to you that, hey, we're pretty good. We had a pretty good pre-Big East season, but we're definitely not where we want to be. And if we don't focus on any given night, we could get hammered.
I like the fact that, Wojo's got a versatile lineup. He can go small. He can go big with the Housers. He can do a lot of different things. Is there a team in the Big East that can really match up with him if they decide to go big or they decide to go small and play up and down the floor?
Well, I think you saw one team that could, St. John's. I mean, they're a team with, a bunch of 6'4", 6'5 guys. They don't play a lot of guys, so they're versatile in that respect. And the one big guy that they would play, he's 6'9", so I can't call him, like, really, really big. But, I think when Marquette goes small with the Housers playing the 5-4 spot, I mean, they're still pretty decent size when compared to most teams. But I don't know who has the versatility that Marquette does in the Big East. Maybe Villanova does. But, I mean, there's not very many teams that can match up with the versatility that Wojo has at his hands.
I wanted to ask you about Marcus Howard. How has he handled, in your opinion, all the national attention? Because what he's been doing and the 50-plus he's been dropping, a lot of people now looking over the fence going, okay, Marquette could be real.
Right, yeah. He's unbelievable, first and foremost. I mean, I think Homer said it. He's easily the best scorer that I've seen at Marquette. I mean, he scores. I mean, his ability to put up points in bunches is unbelievable. And I think he's handled it well. I think he just goes about his business, plays his game. I don't think you see the national attention or the media changing the way he plays. He's not buying into, what people are saying about him. I think, what people are saying about him is true. He's a phenomenal scorer. I mean, that's what he is. And, again, he goes out just like the rest of the team. He does what he's supposed to do for this team. His role on this team is to lead and lead by scoring. I mean, that's what he does. And I don't think that has changed with what people are saying about him nationally.
Now coming up on the docket, Georgetown, another team that's always played tough. Georgetown's been up and down the last few years. But so give us the lowdown on Georgetown as they get ready to go into G-Town.
Yeah, I mean, Georgetown, you look at them, they're just like most of the teams in the Big East. They're, they got a couple of good young players on the roster. The Govan, their big guy in the middle. This is maybe a different animal in the sense that their main guy is a big. We've seen a lot of teams where, like Pons and Powell from the last game that, their guards really lead the teams, but this team's led by their big man, Govan, and he's going to be a difficult cover. But, I think Marquette, and I certainly do have a lot of confidence in the bigs that'll be guarding him with Theo John. He's a strong, strong dude. I saw him do a tremendous job against Ozenbuki from Kansas. The strength that he has, he's going to not get pushed around in the post more times than often. And then, Morrow, same deal. He comes off the bench, and he's going to be in there. And, they're kind of a tougher presence that Marquette has not had in the post. So with defending Georgetown's best player, I think they have a good shot there. And on the other side, I think, putting Govan in pick and rolls and having him be on Marcus Howard, that's going to be a problem for Georgetown. So, I got to feel good about Marquette's chances tonight, even though they're on the road, and the road is very, very hard to win in the Big East.
Let me ask you this real quick before I let you go. I mean, Marquette ranked 15th right now in the country. Villanova, the team that's atop the Big East, ranked 22nd in the country. How strong is the Big East right now?
It's super strong, I tell you. That's why I think, that wake-up call at St. John's let them know that, hey, if you don't come in and you don't bring it every single night, any team in the Big East can beat you. And, I mean, even some of the teams that you expect to beat. I mean, look at all the games and you think, okay, some games, it's not going to be a close game. When people come into the five serve, Seton Hall was there, and I'm thinking, this is going to be an easy game. I was talking to Homer. I said, I think they should win this game. I don't think they can play with this. And, that game became a close game. At the end of the day, it was 10-point at half, but it could have gone either way. It could have gone into a blowout, or it could have went to a close game. It went to a close game. You saw it happen down at Creighton. Again, the road is tough. Marquette, that was a game that the game was over. They had lost the game. Creighton just has to touch the ball on the inbound. Something crazy happens. They don't. Sam hits the shot, and now you got overtime, and Marcus Howard kills you. So, I mean, that's how the fine line the games are in the Big East, and it's going to be that way up and down the roster, no matter who you're playing. So, again, you got to bring it every single night, and with a special focus on execution and concentration on the road.
Tony, always good to talk to you, my friend. Best of luck to you guys tonight against Georgetown, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
All right, Bill. Thanks, buddy. See you later.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Tony Smith, radio analyst for the Marquette Golden Eagles Radio Network, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. We are getting ready to head down to Atlanta, GA. I'm looking forward to it. It's less than 2 weeks away, and we're going down there. Compliments of some of our terrific sponsors, our friends at the Nice Ash. It's a great selection of spirits and beers and cigars and hookahs, and it's fun, and they have bands on the weekends and some great music, and they've got a great place on West Main Street in downtown Waukesha. And if you haven't been to downtown Waukesha lately, you haven't been down there because they've renovated it. They've done a lot of road work down there. A lot of the construction's finally cleared, and they just like to thank their customers for creating an atmosphere where everybody is welcome and feels at home, and there's nothing like getting something to eat down there, maybe one of those pizzas, have a little popcorn, getting yourself a fine cigar, kicking back and taking it easy. And it's not just for cigar smokers. I mean, there's a lot of people that go in there just to go in and hang out. It's that kind of place. Speaking of a great place, 5121 West Howard Avenue, that's at the end of the strip mall. That is the Brewtown Eatery Bar and Grill. They have great food, a terrific fish fry if you're looking for something on a Friday night, your friendly corner neighborhood gathering spot. It's like the Cheers right there on the corner. Live music on Saturday nights as well, and everybody in the place, Jill and the entire staff, great people, fun people, and just from the pictures I've seen, they have a wild time over there. I'm going to try to go over there this weekend, as a matter of fact. But Brewtown Eatery and Bar, 5121 West Howard Avenue, right there at the end of the strip mall. Stop in and tell them we said hello, taking us down to the Atlanta GA, getting you ready for Super Bowl. More of the Bill Michaels Show live out here in Madison, coming up right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Don't get them girls loose, loose.
DJR.
Don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, but I do, I do.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show continues on. I'm Bill Michaels. We are glad you are on board today. Thanks so much for joining us. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousins. You got a big event coming up. You got something for the party boxes, the 2-foot party sub. Maybe you got a bunch of subs you're going to need for a sales meeting or something like that. Call our friends at Cousins or go to CousinsSubs.com. That's CousinsSubs.com. They can hook you up with a catered event, whether it's soups or salads or cookies or chips or the Radio Joe's cheese curds. They have got it all over at Cousin Subs. Make your party, make your gathering great with Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Snoop Dogg. Now, I have not heard this. Joe, I heard about this. I have not heard this. But who let Snoop Dogg call a hockey game?
So the Fox Sports affiliate out in Los Angeles, I guess Snoop Dogg he's been doing a lot of things the past week. So he was at the LA Kings game, and they decided to give him play-by-play honors for a couple of minutes. So this is the audio courtesy of Fox Sports West out there. Snoop Dogg calling hockey. Take a listen.
This is all yours now. You're all on play-by-play now.
Here we go.
You're hanging around. You're doing this job.
Here's the power play. We're going to face off real quick. Ref about to drop the puck on the ice. We're real close to our side of the line. He drops it. He didn't drop it. He paked him. Paked him, baked him, and faked him. Here we go again. Come on, ref. You're looking at his eyes. Drop the puck. Kicked him out.
Gone.
You got to get a new person in there. Out of there. You talk too much. Somebody else. New guy. Dropped it. There it goes. Get your back. Watch your back. There it is. Right behind his back. 23 trying to slide in where he ride in. Up against the wall. Kicks it against the knees. There it is right there. Oh, good. Quick pass it inside, outside. Quick. Retrieves the puck. Slows it down. Holds it down. Power play. Not effective. But we still can regroup and get some money. Let's get some money. Come on, eight. Hey, was that Doty?
Oh, yeah.
Doty, Doty, Doty. That's my dog. Let's go. Run the weave. Run the three-man weave. Get there. Get there. Get there. Get there. Get there. Watch your back. Turn it around. Get there. Come on. Good job, Doty. Good pass. Give it back to him. Oh, get there. Come on now. Come on. 7-up. 77. Slow it up quick. We got a change right now. We got a substitution going on. I like the way we substitute in this sport, the way you just got to come out and you got to come in. Ain't no timeout. You see how you just jumped off the wall and got in the game?
There you go.
I like that. Come on, 73. Retreat, retreat. Set up the play. They setting it up right now. They setting up a nice play. Set up.
Drop it now. They're going to drop it. Here it comes.
Okay, there we go. It's a setup. I like that. Here you come from the wing. On the on the right wing. It's still there. It's still there. All you got to do is be aggressive. Be aggressive. It's still there. Be aggressive. More aggressive. There you go. Aggressive. Press. There you go. Get there. Get there. Take a shot. Take a shot. Somebody got to be willing to take a shot. It can't be all passes. Somebody got to want that money. Who want the money? Who want the money? Somebody got to want that moolah. Come on, quick. Get it back down there.
Quick, you take a shot here.
Quick should take a shot.
You take one.
It's a 140 left in the first period. 1-1 tie. 7 shots apiece. That was the end of the penalty.
There you go.
That's it.
That's fantastic. A little for shizzle on the LA Kings radio network. Snoop Dogg calling it. The Packers' strongest and weakest positional groups are what? You fill in the blank. That's coming up next to the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.